Many people say that when it comes to gift giving, it's the thought that counts. But with Mother's Day just around the corner, we want to give you a few suggestions for a tasteful gift.
Well, joining us now, live wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg, in our Wine of the Week. Good to have you back, Scott.
Well, hello, Sean. Hello, Veronica.
Hello.
So your suggestions actually come from your wife, and they're cookbook and wine pairing. So I'm sure we're getting good advice here.
Well, the best way to know that you can't go wrong with buying something for Mother's Day is when your spouse actually writes the column for you and tells you what it is she wants.
There you go.
These are her suggestions, and I'm going to stick to them.
Well, let's start with the cookbook, Taste Buds and Molecules. That sounds like an interesting title.
I thought it was a great title. What's the first thing you do when you are served a glass of wine or a plate of food? I inhale deeply. You get those aromas. What this cookbook does is it gives you the kind of a primer on basic aromatic compounds responsible for taste at the molecular level. Now, that sounds pretty technical, but I got to tell you, it really enhances your understanding of food and wine pairing. So you got to kind of broaden your flavor combinations in your own cooking. It's $37. It's like a little lesson all in one little book.
Well, tell us. Just give us some examples of some wine pairings.
Well, she's big on Prosecco. My wife loves Prosecco, and why not? What's not to love about it? It's a non-vintage, usually a white sparkling wine from Italy. It's carbonated and vinified in stainless steel tanks, so you get these fresh and bright notes. And she's asking for, or she's at least written about, so I assume she's asking for, the non-vintage Solygiuo Prosecco Brut from Veneto, Italy. Now, this has loads of floral notes on the bouquet, delivers crisp apple, ripe pear, a little tangy citrus in there with polish and panache on the palate. I practiced that 3 times. And then the medium-sized bubbles, they do a wonderful job of just cooling off your tongue. Great way to start off any meal, $20.
Okay, now Mother's Day usually means getting flowers for mom, but you have a different way of doing the flowers, right?
Yeah, we don't give flowers in our family. My wife's idea of flowers is rosés.
Uh-huh.
So the 2010 Soder North Valley Pinot Noir Rosé from Oregon. Wine maven Tony Soder co-ferments Pinot Gris with his state-grown Pinot Noir grapes. It produces a wine that's just full of this strawberry and ripe watermelon aromas. And then on the tongue, you get these juicy flavors, strawberry rhubarb pie, ripe peaches, and just this little touch of orange marmalade on the sensational finish. This would be a wonderful wine to pair with soft cheeses, maybe some summer fruits. $25. Cheaper than a bouquet of flowers.
True.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Scott. Have a great weekend.
You too.